The danger of soot pollution is real, and clean air advocates in Utah say it's a top-of-mind issue for many in the state. Lindsay Beebe with the Utah chapter of the Sierra Club says good air quality is imperative for Utahns. She says, while the new federal standard being looked at by the Environmental Protection Agency to lower limits for fine particulate matter from 12 micrograms per cubic meter of air to between 9 and 10 is a good thing, more should be done. Her group supports more stringent standards being adopted and would like to see an 8 micrograms per cubic meter standard, which she says achieves the best health outcomes according to science.
Only so much that an individual can do, and so that's where we really look to our states, and in the case where the state doesn't step up, the EPA, to come in and set standards that actually meet our public health needs.
BB says air quality impacts Utahns' ability to interact and execute daily activities. The American Lung Association ranks several Utah cities among the worst in the country for air pollution. BB says people aren't supposed to see or taste the air they breathe, and stresses that impaired air quality can have grave health impacts for the elderly and those who are pregnant. Director of Climate Policy for the Sierra Club, Patrick Drupp, says there's no safe level of soot pollution. He says more than 63 million Americans live with unhealthy particle pollution spikes, and 20 million live with dangerous levels of particulate pollution year-round. Drupp encourages the EPA to adopt a stricter standard, as an estimated 4,000 premature deaths could be prevented.
We have the solutions to address it. We have scientific evidence to address it. We have all the moral imperative to address it. This is something they really have to do to ensure that people actually are breathing clean air.
Drupp says everyone has the right to breathe in clean air, and right now that's being denied to many around the country. The EPA's public comment period ends March 28th. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.